Hey there, my friends. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill, chasing deadlines, juggling responsibilities, and just barely keeping your head above water? Yeah, me too. That's why I started the Stoic Life, How to Build Calm Confidence. Because in today's world, we all need a little extra help finding peace within the storm, right? Today's episode is about cultivating inner peace and serenity, something that sounds super zen, but trust me, it's way more attainable than you think. It's not about achieving some mystical state of bliss, although that'd be pretty cool. It's about building resilience, managing stress, and finding moments of calm even in the midst of chaos. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your journey to inner peace. First up, accept what is. This one might sound a little tough at first, like, just accept everything that happens, yeah, kind of. But hear me out. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. Instead of fighting against them or dwelling on the things you can't control, focus your energy on what you can control. Your reactions. Think about it like this. You spill coffee all over yourself before a big meeting? Okay, bummer. But instead of freaking out and spiraling into a panic attack, we've all been there. Take a deep breath, grab a napkin, and remind yourself, this is just a minor setback. You can still rock that meeting. Second, practice mindfulness. This isn't some new age mumbo jumbo. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment. Put down your phone, step away from the screen, and really tune into your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Even just a few minutes of mindful breathing can make a world of difference in calming your mind and grounding yourself in the here and now. Third, cultivate gratitude. I know, it sounds cheesy. But seriously, taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your entire perspective. It could be as simple as enjoying a cup of coffee on a sunny morning, or having a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Fourth, set realistic expectations. Perfectionism is a major roadblock on the path to inner peace. It's okay to not be perfect. Embrace your flaws, learn from your mistakes, and remember that progress over perfection is the real goal. Give yourself grace, you deserve it. And finally, surround yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with have a huge impact on your overall well-being. Seek out relationships that uplift you, inspire you, and support your growth. Remember, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Choose wisely. Okay, let's bring it all together with a real-life example. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic on your way to an important presentation. Your mind is racing. Your heart is pounding, and you're starting to feel that familiar wave of stress creeping in. Now, instead of letting the frustration take over, try this. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of the air entering and leaving your body. Acknowledge the traffic jam as an unavoidable situation. There's no use getting worked up about it. Shift your attention to something positive. Maybe a playlist you've been wanting to listen to, or a recent accomplishment you're proud of. When you arrive at your destination, remind yourself that you handled the stressful situation with grace and composure. You practiced mindfulness, accepted what is, and turned a potentially negative experience into an opportunity for growth. See? Inner peace isn't about avoiding difficult situations. It's about navigating them with resilience and serenity. Remember these key takeaways. Accept what is, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, set realistic expectations, and surround yourself with positive influences. Start implementing these practices today, even in small ways, and you'll be amazed at the difference they make in your life. You are capable of finding inner peace, I promise you that. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with a friend who needs a little zen in their life, and leave me a review letting me know what resonates with you. Until next time, keep striving for calm confidence, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.